Welcome to Extreme Prophetic. My name is Patricia King, and I have Janet Mills with me. Janet, I love you to bits, but this subject we're talking about today is over the top, childbirth in the glory.
That's right.
And so we're going to speak specifically today about the glory of God being on a woman from conception through pregnancy to birthing, and even in the early development of a child.
That's right.
And this is very exciting. You have authored this little booklet, Declarations and Prayers, that people can make during their entire pregnancy. It's awesome. And then also the CD, which includes music produced by Joshua and Steve and all kinds of declaration. It's amazing. Starting the promise, declarations for childbirth in the glory, entering into the rest, birthing, consecration unto the glory. And even little Lincoln has decrees on here. So it's really awesome. So Janet, tell us a little bit about what God has been doing with this and how you came to understand this revelation about childbirth in the glory.
Sure, it's really powerful because these resources are actually a result from a personal experience, from my testimony. When I got pregnant with our son Lincoln, I actually was afraid. I was afraid of all the horror stories that I had heard growing up about being pregnant, everything that you have to go through. Morning sickness, swollen ankles, tiredness, right, and all of these things. And God sent somebody in my path and shared a testimony of supernatural childbirth. And the whole revelation of when Jesus Christ died on the cross, every single curse was broken.
That's right.
Even the curse over childbearing.
Yeah.
And so from that moment on, 5 months into my pregnancy onward, I declared God's word over my body. I declared his word over my child in my womb, and I experienced such a blessed pregnancy. I experienced the rest of God. I experienced strength and energy. I did not have morning sickness. It was a glorious experience. And every day I just meditated on the word of God, and every day I just declared his glory over my body, over my child's body. I mean, even pinpointing specific body parts, declaring the glory over my son's destiny and the purposes of God on his life, and just had a blessed pregnancy. And when it got time to deliver Lincoln, it was a glorious experience.
Wow.
We went into the hospital, and within an hour and a half, I had Lincoln, no pain. It was quick. We had praise and worship, and the word of God just being washed over me as I was in the delivery room. And Lincoln actually came out with gold dust on him. And it was a sign and a wonder to the doctors, to the nurses involved. And it was a glorious experience. And this is a result of that experience.
You're sharing the goodness of the Lord.
That's
it says,
right.
Freely, freely you've received, so freely, freely give.
Exactly.
Now, you and Joshua and Lincoln are good family friends of Ron and myself and our whole team, actually. We love you guys so much.
We love you guys
And
too.
I know Lincoln, and he's, 7 years old
seven
at the time
and
of
half,
this.
Yeah.
This recording, and he's just brilliant. He is so set apart for God. He's special. I mean, everybody knows that. And he definitely has the glory on him. And I believe that that's as a result, first of all, because you and Joshua live a consecrated life, but also because you made those decrees over him.
Amen.
In the womb. I really, really believe in decrees over children. We have our kids' decree CD that is really important to us to have it decreed over our family.
And Lincoln goes to sleep with that.
Yeah, because it's the word. It tells children who they are in God. It's so important. That word doesn't return void.
It
accomplishes
doesn't.
Everything it's sent to do.
It doesn't. We've received so many testimonies. These resources are just the word of God. And there's such a cleansing when you just wash yourself daily with the word of God. And we've received so many amazing testimonies of miracles, of people where the doctors have said it's impossible for you to have children. People listening to the CD or reading the word of God, reading the scriptures that we've set before them, and having a miracle where they've been able to conceive where the doctor said it's not possible. Well, in the book of Genesis, it says be fruitful and multiply. And we've had so many testimonies from people having a glorious experience in their pregnancy and going into the deliveries and having it quick, pain-free, and it being a sign and wonder to families. We've had testimonies of Down syndrome being healed in the womb.
Wow.
Brain malformations, where if the baby even survived till birth, it would be bedridden, completely healed in the womb, and a complete healthy baby.
I believe
testimonies
that.
Have come in of people that were depressed with their pregnancy, and God just turning it around and giving them unspeakable joy, and them being just restored and experiencing the rest of their pregnancy, expecting this wonderful bundle of joy to come and be a blessing rather than not.
That.
Just so many wonderful testimonies.
I love that. I remember back, I think it was probably in the late 70s, early 80s, there was a real wave of teaching for standing on the word for childbirth. And a friend of mine got a message, I think it was on tape back then, audio tape, from a preacher that was preaching specifically about giving birth without pain.
Mm-hmm.
Because as you said, we are delivered from that curse.
That's
through
right.
Jesus Christ.
That's right.
So she prepared herself through her pregnancy. She didn't have these tools available, which would have been really nice to just even have it to soak in, but she created her own decrees, and that every day decreed the word of God and believed for this pain-free childbirth.
That's right.
And she had three children with pain-free
That's
childbirth.
Awesome.
And again, just feeling the presence of the Lord and staying focused. She said it wasn't that pain didn't come knocking on the door, but
right.
she had to deny it and choose the word of God. But because she was so focused on the word of God,
That's right.
that it actually helped her to just stand on those promises and get through with a pain-free delivery.
That's right. There's even decrees over fear, because it's so easy for fear to come
sure.
in. And that's when you just have to speak the word of God and stand on his promises and let that faith arise and just keep on decreeing what he says. So many times people take other people's experiences and feel like this is just the way it is for everybody. Like I said, morning sickness, tired through your pregnancy. And we're children of God.
Yes.
When we live in the glory realm, there's no sickness,
yeah.
there's no tiredness, there's no lack in any area of our life. And so when you just bask in the presence of God and live in that lifestyle of the glory realm, being in the glory realm,
yeah.
there's nothing that's it's impossible
awesome.
With him.
Nothing is impossible.
That's right.
Now, do you have any idea why Lincoln got born with like gold dust? Like, we know that it's a sign that God is with him, but do you think it was the power of the word? Had you and Joshua already had visitation of gold before then?
Yes, we did. We actually experienced that manifestation before we were even married. And so it's been a part of our lifestyle ever since we've been married. And it's just transferred onto our son. And he's walking in it sometimes even in a greater level.
I know that this is a little bit off track here, but I know that a lot of our viewers would love to hear that story, because you and Joshua and Lincoln are known for, you know, the manifestations of the glory dust and the gold dust. And we've seen other colors of dust as well. And in fact, at one of our conferences about a year ago, you guys were in the hotel and woke up and all the bedding was just loaded with gold, that the Lord had blessed you with gold all over your bed coverings
yeah.
and everything. And so, so tell us how that all started, like the first time that you had the visitation of the gold.
The very first time that I personally had the visitation was back in 1998. And there was an evangelist that came to our church in a small town in Canada. And when he began to minister, he was an evangelist. I mean, he just won souls on a daily basis. And he came to the church, and as he would be ministering, this gold manifestation would start appearing on him all over the altar, all over the people in the congregation.
Wow.
And the immediate fruit that I saw was souls and harvest. I saw a drug addict run out of that meeting under such conviction, go home and try and shoot up drugs, and the gold manifest on his arm. He ran back to the church and gave his heart to Jesus Christ.
Wow.
That was the first fruit, the immediate fruit that I saw with that manifestation, and I had no doubt about it. It was totally God. Just seeing the souls being saved, deliverance happening, and from that on, we just believed whatever God wanted to do in us, we just wanted it. And from 1998 onward, we've seen God do some unusual, extraordinary things, but it's just been amazing.
So
we've seen
it started,
so much fruit.
First of all, with seeing someone else have it happen with someone else, and then the desire came in you to want that directly from God himself.
To want whatever he had,
yeah.
whether it be that or
right.
something else new that he wanted to pour out
so then,
on our lives.
When was the first time that you had it happen to you?
I had it happen a little bit in those meetings,
uh-huh.
and then it would happen on a gradual basis. And after Josh, when I got married, we lived in San Diego for a couple of years, and that's when we really saw an increase in that manifestation on so many levels, and it just covered our entire apartment. God would send it in our Bibles. God would cover us as we're going through Walmart. So many times it would just happen, and we would just see God move among the people that would encounter this.
I heard from you folks one time that I think it was outside of your apartment, even down the
hallway.
That's
right. Yeah,
it would
grow.
All the way to your door.
It would grow. It would grow, and it actually would start going in other people's homes.
Oh.
So because we had such a busy work schedule, we'd put a sheet of paper, Haggai 2, verses 6 through
right.
9, and just posted it there on the door.
Wow.
And let people know that this was a sign and a wonder from the Lord.
I
it was the glory
that.
Of the Lord.
Now, Deuteronomy 29:29 says that the secret things belong to God, but the things revealed belong to us and to our children. So what I think is, because you had a hunger for everything that God wanted, and because you reached out to Him, He blessed you with the desires of your heart. But when that was revealed to you, and when your hunger laid hold of it, then it visited your child, even
Amen.
From the womb.
That's
even
right. I believe
from
that.
The womb. Supernatural childbirth. Wow. We're going to be right back to share more about the subject. And we're going to pray for those of you that are barren, for those of you that have health issues in regards to pregnancies, maybe for those of you who have had abortions and miscarriages, and for those of you who are waiting to deliver, we're going to pray for supernatural childbirth for you. We'll be right back.
Have a good day.
You too.
On the first Sunday of every month, our team hosts an evening called Experience Nights, where we experience and encounter God. He shows up in different ways every single time, and we would like you to join us in Phoenix, Arizona. The first Sunday of every month, if you're in our area, please stop by at the Grace Inn in Ahwatukee at 6:30 p.m. Look at our website for more information at xpmedia.com.
This is Clarice. Clarice lives in the frozen tundra of Antarctica, which leaves Clarice lacking a church community. So she logs on to XP Web Church, where she can connect with a vibrant church community anytime, anywhere. Join now at xpwebchurch.com.
Welcome back. I'm with Janet Mills, and we're talking about childbirth in the glory. And Jana, you had mentioned before we started filming today that your CDs and booklets have even gone into like crisis pregnancy centers, where there's been invitation for you to go and share some of these principles and see breakthroughs amongst these girls that are in crisis. Maybe they're drug users, and you know they've got issues, of course, within their body with addictions that could definitely affect not only their delivery but the child in their womb.
That's right.
So tell us a bit about what God's been doing in this realm, and what the potential for the Word of God is in a situation like that, because we've seen lots of little babies born like crack addicts and things like that, because there was no protection for them in the womb.
Right.
So maybe we could even take these tools and begin to make decrees over children that we don't even know
That's
yet,
right.
but just, you know, do it as an act of intercession.
Yeah, the Word of God is so powerful and so life-giving. And these resources have gone into pregnancy crisis centers, where there has been women that are battling with addictions, with drugs and alcohol, and not necessarily even those that even know the Lord. But there's people that have taken these resources in and let them listen to what the Word of God has for their situation, and just letting them soak in the presence of God, listening to the Word. And we have seen in these crisis centers people just depressed, because of their current situations,
right,
and addictions, and just bound by that, and in such states of depression where God has completely delivered them and given them a whole new joy,
wow,
unspeakable, which has made them excited about their pregnancy, excited about this gift they're about to receive. And, you know, it says in Psalm 127 that sons are a heritage from the Lord, children are a reward from Him. And so it's such an awesome gift to people, but sometimes because of their lifestyle, they feel like,
yeah,
their situations are so impossible, they feel like they're unworthy.
Mm-hmm.
But God can turn that all around and completely, mm-hmm, set them free, and we've seen that happen.
Mm-hmm.
And we've seen Down syndrome, like I said before, healed in the womb with these different ones that because of their lifestyle, it affecting the health of their children. But we serve a God who heals, and He's completely healed these babies,
yes,
even in the womb and outside of the womb.
And His eye is so on them and on the mothers, too.
That's
because
right.
No one wakes up in the morning and says, you know what, I think I'll be a drug addict for the rest,
right,
of my life. You know, no one really chooses that in that sense.
That's right.
But, you know, because of issues and pain and wrong choices, they find themselves in that state. And then when you have a child conceived, the child never asked for that.
Right.
You know, and God has so much mercy and so much compassion. I know that our team goes down to the zone a lot, and there's a lot of drug addicted men and women there.
Mm-hmm.
And we worked with a woman's home who brought in girls off the streets, and some of them were pregnant. And they, of course, had addiction for years, so it affects the baby in the womb.
Right.
But our team just would hang in there and pray and intercede and declare the word of God and watch those babies be born, you know, with just the blessing of the Lord on them, completely healthy.
It's awesome.
And
miracle.
The mothers growing up to be true mothers, you
Amen.
Know. It's wonderful.
It's an awesome miracle.
It doesn't matter where you've been or what you've done.
That's right.
Is that God loves. And, you know, a big problem today, Jenna, is AIDS.
Yeah.
And babies born with AIDS. And that can be healed in the womb, too.
That's right. It totally can. There's nothing that God can't do in the womb or out of the womb. Like I said before, His glory is all that we need, and everything is found in the glory realm. And so we can just rest in Him, knowing that when our eyes are set on Him, our faith is put into Him, our trust is in the Lord, that He'll take care of all those needs that we have.
Now, in your CD, you have the decrees and the prayers that you proclaim, and then there's prophetic music as well, right?
That's right.
Tell me about the effect. I mean, I know the effect of the Word of God. The Word goes forth, it doesn't return void, it accomplishes everything it's sent to do. But what about the music component? Does that have an important part to play?
I believe it definitely does. I mean, music is so key. I mean, we enter into the glory realm through our praise and worship. And so with having the music, the first part is the Word of God with music in the background, and the second part is just the prophetic instrumental music. And so we've had testimonies where people have just entered into encounters listening to this CD,
wow,
where they've just entered into that realm of His glory, forgotten their circumstance, forgotten their present trouble or pain or ailment, and just listened to what He had to say, and that music just lifting them up into a new realm,
wow,
and healings and miracles happen.
I believe that, and especially like if there's a mother in the womb. This has been scientifically proven that the baby in the womb is aware of the external environment,
exactly,
and the emotional state
That's
of the
right.
mother. And so if the mother is just like sitting back and soaking in the glory, and she's focused on Jesus and the glory realm, and all of a sudden her heart opens up to the goodness of God, then in a way, the baby in the womb is opening
Definitely.
Up to exactly the same
That's
thing.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. I
and every
that.
Word that's spoken is totally being imparted into that child.
Now, what about if... Because I'm sensing that there's a grandmother watching this whose daughter is involved in drugs and is pregnant.
Mm.
And she's been really concerned for the grandchild in her daughter's womb. Is there any way, like, you know, I know that oftentimes I'll decree our decree booklet over our partners and they're nowhere near me.
That's right.
Right? And so... they could take this, couldn't they? They could take the words and begin to decree it over the child in the womb, even though the child might be miles away or
There's
the mother
no
might be resistant
the yeah.
to the gospel right now, but you could still send the word forth to heal.
That's right.
Right.
There's no distance in the glory. Right. And so when you speak forth those words, they'll go right forth to that situation. And I mean, God's given us his ministering servants, his angels charge over us. And as soon as we release those words, the scriptures, the word of God, I mean, he sends those angels right on mission to put it into action.
Wow, Jenna, I think you've done an amazing job on this. I just want to say that we're so proud of you and Joshua.
Thank you.
We're so delighted in the way that you both walk with the Lord and with such purity, with such integrity, and that you have stewarded the glory well, and you haven't just kept up for yourself or tried to make a name for yourself or anything like that. You just stewarded it so beautifully for his glory, and so freely share it with others. So we're going to be back to pray with some
awesome
people, but we'll take a break right now.
All right.
On the first Sunday of every month, our team hosts an evening called Experience Nights, where we experience and encounter God. He shows up in different ways every single time, and we would like you to join us in Phoenix, Arizona. The first Sunday of every month, if you're in our area, please stop by at the Grace Inn in Ahwatukee at 6:30 p.m. Look at our website for more information at xpmedia.com.
This is Clarice. Clarice lives in the frozen tundra of Antarctica, which leaves Clarice lacking a church community. So she logs on to XP Web Church, where she can connect with a vibrant church community anytime, anywhere. Join now at xpwebchurch.com.
Have a good day.
You too.
See a woman watching this program and you're full of shame, and the reason is because you're carrying a baby in your womb that you do not want. You've made it clear to everyone around you that you do not want that baby. In fact, you even tried to get rid of it. I see you punching your belly and everything, and you're watching this show and you're feeling shame. And God doesn't want you shamed. He just wants you free. He wants you happy, and he wants your baby well. And it's not too late to redeem everything and start to decree over the child the love of God so that your baby can live out its destiny. Your baby is so precious, and so are you. And you're in a difficult place right now, but if you'll take the hand of Jesus, he'll walk you through. He's there for you. So just take his hand right now and begin to love the baby. Tell your baby how beautiful it is and how sorry you are for the things that you said and the things that you did. And God will make a way for the miraculous to set you free and your baby free, and your whole life can change from this point on. In fact, I see the glory coming all over you now. You're feeling the weight of his love. You're crying, you're weeping, you're tasting of the goodness of the Lord, and that's because he loves you so much. And I see him just holding you in his arms ever so tightly because you belong in his embrace, and so does your child.
I hear the name Ashley, Werner, and Stockton, and I'm not sure how that's all related, but God's got a miracle for you, and he's heard your cries that you've been crying out to him for a child. And God's going to meet that desire, and you're going to see new life manifest in your life, and it's going to bring a great amount of joy, and it's going to bring a great amount of blessing to you and to your family. Believe for that breakthrough, because he's heard your prayers, he's heard your cries, and he's heard your desires, and your miracle is on its way.
I want to pray for women right now that you're getting near the time when you're going to be delivering, but you've got fear. And for many of you, it's your first time, but I also see a woman in particular that you had a really bad experience in delivery the last time, and you're afraid that it's going to happen again. I'll tell you, it's not going to happen again. In Jesus' name, it's not going to happen again. But in the name of Jesus, I pray for all of you. I pray that fear will break off of you right now. In Jesus' name, we command that fear to leave, and a courage and a rest of soul, and even an excitement about giving birth to enter you now. A supernatural courage,
yes,
a supernatural love that casts out all fear, a supernatural expectancy in Jesus' name.
I'm sensing that there's somebody that has been believing for a supernatural childbirth, but they've had a cesarean section previously, and they're struggling with believing that they could actually have a natural childbirth after having a C-section. And I want to say that God is a miracle worker, and that you've been believing for, continue to believe for, because God wants to perform that supernatural childbirth through you.
I see a woman who has had trouble in your pregnancy, and it's because of blood compatibility with your baby, and you've had to have some injections in the past, but something affected your body wrong with it. And so there's a bit of a health issue there. So in the name of Jesus Christ, I just command the issue around that to flee right now, and for there to be an absolutely perfect compatibility between you and your baby's blood. And I pray, Lord God, that you would just correct anything that got in there in the past that even put fear in her now, in Jesus' name.
Elaine, God wants you to know that all those issues that you've had with your female organs, He's healing right now. God's putting everything into alignment, correcting every issue that has been in your female areas, in those organs that have prohibited you from having children. And Elaine, you are healed in the name of Jesus Christ and by the power of Holy Spirit.
On the first Sunday of every month, our team hosts an evening called Experience Nights, where we experience and encounter God. He shows up in different ways every single time, and we would like you to join us in Phoenix, Arizona. The first Sunday of every month, if you're in our area, please stop by at the Grace Inn in Ahwatukee at 6:30 p.m. Look at our website for more information at xpmedia.com. You might have watched this program today and you might think, well, I'm not pregnant, I don't have grandchildren or a child pregnant or anything like that. But you know, you might be pregnant with vision. And I decree over you that pregnancy of vision on the inside of you is going to be given birth in the fullness of the glory. You just receive that. That's your blessing for today. And remember this, God loves you with an everlasting love. He really does. We'll see you next time.